Trent's legacy is going to be profound. Aspiring journalism school graduates are taught not to start articles with quotes, but it seems appropriate for Trent Fox, an uncommon man who highly valued formal education, but came to believe it was the informal, oral history of his Aithka, Stony, people he really needed to hear. The quote is from Fox's close friend and fellow Cochrane Eagle columnist Warren Harbeck, who shared thoughts of his brother over coffee a couple of weeks after Fox passed away following a heart attack in his sleep on June 8. He was 47. Fox's column, Aithka Voices, was a popular feature in the Cochrane Eagle, and education was central to his life. A specialist in Stony Nakota language, oral history and culture, Fox was two chapters away from completing his doctoral thesis at the University of Calgary. As noted in his obituary, Fox was raised at Minnie T by his mother, Valentina, and late father, Kent Fox, TAE Day. His childhood was marked by ranching and fencing with TAE Day, riding horses with his siblings and friends, and going on road trips with family. Trent attended elementary school at Exshaw School and high school at Cochrane High School and Plains Indian Cultural Survival School, where he graduated. Trent cared about the well-being of the Stony Nakota people and hired relatives in need to do yard work and fencing. Whether cooking, inviting family and friends over for dinner, riding, or debating, his cherished canine companions Clay and Rocky were almost always by his side. He got his bachelor's degree in Native Studies from Brandon University, 1993, master's degree in education from Gonzaga University in Washington, 2014, and was a PhD candidate at the University of Calgary's Workland School of Education, where he studied Stony history and the Nakota language. Fox was a proud two-spirited Stony Nakota man who loved his family and community. As he accumulated accolades in the formal, non-Indigenous education system, Fox came to understand the importance of traditional Stony Nakota teachings, as related by his mother and others. His mother, who goes by Tina, is an esteemed Stony Nakota elder. "My kids didn't have the benefit of growing up with grandparents, and I tried to teach them what little I knew about our culture, our customs and traditions," Tina told The Eagle. She remembers her son's sense of humor and self-deprecating jokes, and said she made a point of instilling a respect for education in her children. Daughter Terry is a PhD in public administration. "Yes, I made sure they went to school," Tina said. "All of my kids have degrees. The educational achievements are clearly a source of pride, but front of mind for her is something else. When I remember Trent, I remember his kindness," she said. "And despite his writings and teachings, he was a shy, humble man." His mother said she remembers Fox always making fun of himself. He developed culturally appropriate alternative measures for Nakota youth justice. He honored his late sister Kim by carrying on her Stony Nakota language work, and by publishing two books, Nakota Community, 2018, and Grizzly Bear Woman Teaches the A's, A's and B's, 2019. Fox established his own business, the Aithka Iabi Institute, an incorporated society with a mission to promote the Aithka language and Stony cultural teachings. Through the Aithka Iabi Institute, Trent successfully applied for almost $500,000 in grant funding that he used to pursue various Aithka language projects, including a 2022 Stony calendar, a Stony elder youth mentorship program, a Stony language conference, and an Aithka Iabi dictionary. Stony people relied on Fox for Aithka pronunciations, meanings, and spellings. Harbeck's musings on his late friend combined love and respect. "He loved cooking. He loved his dogs," Harbeck said wistfully. On a deeper note, Harbeck said Fox came to have an understanding of knowledge and knowledge-keeping, which informed his lifelong learnings. His mother and father both survived residential schools. Trent was totally committed to integrity, in his relationship with his own community, and the academic community, and sometimes, integrity with the academic community was at the expense of integrity to his elders, Harbeck said. If the academic community and the Stony elders' perspectives clashed, Fox always respected the Stony Nakota cultural viewpoints. Fox had to come to terms with the realization that perspectives ingrained in non-Indigenous education systems did not dovetail with the teachings of the Stony Nakota elders. The two perspectives often present conflicting ways of looking at the world. Colonization has become a term fraught with cultural sensitivities and connotations at the core of indigenous, non-indigenous confrontations. Trent just had a knack of articulating it very well, but putting it into action, Harbeck said. When he was with young people, as he often was, Trent stressed the importance of education. Tina Fox said after Trent died, the family received many messages and Facebook posts about how impactful he had been in their lives. I don't think he knew his greatness, I guess, she said.